Today, this Sunday, we are celebrating the central element of our faith. We are celebrating the Most Holy Trinity. This part of our faith, this element of our faith, is something which can only have been revealed by God. We could not know naturally that God is a Trinity, that we worship one God who is three distinct persons who are perfectly united. We could not discover that on our own. That had to be revealed by God. But it's something that everything in our faith revolves around. That's why I say it's probably the central element of our faith. When we became Christians, we were baptized in the Trinity, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we began our prayers many times, we began with the sign of the cross, saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We even have a prayer that we pray, that is praise to the Trinity, the glory be. And of course, every Sunday when we attend Mass, we profess our belief in the Trinity in the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, and I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. We do this every week. So it really is the central element of our faith, but it's also the greatest mystery of our faith. Our human intellects, darkened by sin, cannot comprehend how one God can be three persons. You know, we can't comprehend how each one of those persons is fully God. We don't believe that the Father is one third of God, the Son is one third of God, and the Holy Spirit is one third of God. We believe that each one of them is fully God, and that the three of them are one God. We can't understand that. And when you look through the history of the church, the Trinity is one of the greatest sources of the heresies that have arisen, the errors and the heresies, sadly, some of which still exist to this day. But one thing we can understand is that we understand each of the three persons through their relationships. First of all, through their relationships with each other. The Father's relationship with the Son and the Spirit, the Son's relationship with the Father and the Spirit, and the Spirit's relationship with the Father and the Son. We can understand that. We can also understand the relationship that the Holy Trinity wants to have with each and every one of us. That the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, wants us to share in that relationship between the three persons. Because the unity within the Trinity is pure love, is the purest form of love. What we understand as love here on earth is but a pale shadow of the love that is within the Trinity. And that love is so strong that we were created to share in it. Now realize, of course, that God is perfect. God did not need us. The Trinity did not need to create humanity to be perfected. It was already perfect. But our Heavenly Father desired that we share in that love. And so we were created to join in with that divine relationship. God desires that we join in that divine relationship and to enter into that divine love, that pure love at the end of time when we leave this earth. Now, if you've ever studied philosophy, if you've ever had any philosophical classes or training at all, you know the one question that philosophy always tries to answer is, why are we here? What is the reason that we exist? Why does humanity exist? That's the ultimate question. And the answer to that is, we were created to share in God's love, to share in that triune love, to, while we are here on earth, to grow in the knowledge and love of God. That is our purpose here on earth, to know God better and to love Him more deeply. So that when we enter into eternal life, when we leave this earth at death and enter into that eternal life, we can share deeply and completely in that divine love which God wants to share with us. And that's also why we were given free will. That's why we were given the opportunity to choose to accept God's love and the opportunity to share that love back with Him, to reciprocate that love. Because any You cannot force someone to love. Love is nothing that can be forced. It is something that is done by choice. We have to freely choose to love someone. St. Paul tells us in the second reading, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We have been given the love of God. God has given us that love freely and abundantly. May we choose to open ourselves to that love. And may we desire in this life and in the next to enter into that relationship with the Trinity.